As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What is this for? What we do?
You'll find out. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. So we unveiled a new segment last week on a Friday, and it has to do with the explicit snack of the night. Can we? So last week, Kyle.
Wait a minute. Explicit?
Mm-hmm. Remember last week we got
we changed the name.
Yeah, we changed it.
Oh, okay.
Because it is. Well. The song really makes it, the music. So we have the snack of the night, of course, yep, with John Johnson. But, you know, you tweak it a little bit, it becomes the explicit snack, and we try to figure out what the heck this is. All right, Kyle, let's hear this.
Let me open this bad boy up here. Oh, yeah. It's got the wax paper holding it there so it can't fall apart or melt through anything. I mean, the shape is very questionable egg-looking, but it doesn't matter. It could be like an amorphous blob, and I'd still say, oh, oh, let me hold on a minute. Before I eat it,
I know what this is. I already know what this one is.
Let it play.
Oh.
Why is he smelling?
Yes.
Because they smell good.
All right, let me.
I mean, I don't smell them, but I.
You want to be nice about it and take your time and, you know, 4 or 5 different bites. That's not how it works. It's usually 2, if you really want to be kind, 3 bites and it's over with.
3?
Let me bite this bad boy in half.
Bite that bad boy.
Oh my God.
Choking on it?
If I could get a softball size clump of that in my hands,
I
mean, just drive me to the ER right now because I'm going to eat the entire thing. It'd be over. Tell my wife and kids I love them. But if I'm going to go out on top, that's how I'm going out, with a big ball of.
Hey, I think I got this one.
What is it?
Reese's cup.
Yeah, it's Reese's egg. Yeah,
yeah, the Reese's cup. Yeah, I knew when he said
wax paper? The shape.
Yeah,
the shape.
Well, I was listening to it, and he ain't lying because like they hit different.
They do.
The eggs hit different. Well, yeah. The eggs hit different. They hit different.
I never thought about that being the way I go though. When my life's over,
no,
you eat some Easter eggs.
You can't eat too many though. But what you do is you wait till after Easter when they go on sale.
That's a Hugh Douglas way.
Yeah. Well, judging by the way he was choking on it, that might be the way he was about to go out.
Yeah, I would imagine when it's over for John, it's a snack of the night.
You go load up on them things, man.
But did he say 3 bites for
a 2 bite. That's a 2 biter. At least unless he got one of the big ones. That's a 2 bite.
Yeah.
I walked right into that.
You walked in, you said what you said, and now we have a drop. So there you go. That's.
They got thick wood hard.
You know, it's one thing to be making the noises while eating, but when you bleep stuff out,
it just makes it worse.
It makes it worse. Yeah.
Big ball of beep.
Yeah, I knew exactly when he was cracking that paper. You know, because there's some snacks you eat when you just know what they sound like when they crack that paper. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It's a good one. All right, John, good job with the snack of the night this week.
Reformed fat kid over here. For real.
You know when you hear it? Oh, I've been there. We've all been
snacks.
There.
Snacks. Why say snacks?
Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Guilty!
Guilty!
He sounds like Richard Simmons when he does that.
Nah, he does.
Yeah, you know what? Funny. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about that. A little Richard Simmons to John Johnson. What's up, Andy? What are you thinking?
I love listening to Kyle on this. I'm glad Elliot's not on today because he would have a stroke, I think. I think that's Elliot's purpose in life, is to give somebody a stroke on the station.
It's probably happening quicker than we imagined, too. It's good. It's going to be there for one of us. Andy, so you in or you're out on trading AJ for a top five pick?
I'm out, and it's not – I mean, I feel like the whole question is, what would you want to do? And the way I'm looking at it is, we traded the first-round pick for him. He's a known commodity. I don't want to trade a known commodity for an if. I'm not a gambler like you. You know,
hey, $2 eight-leg parlay hitter over here, baby.
In November, it's April. We're bordering on May, and you're still.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but now he becomes the gambler. So he's it's like a Jekyll and Hugh.
Yeah, got no one to hold him. Got no one to fold him.
You do.
So anyway, even if they did trade it, I'm out on Hunter. I don't want anybody who's coming out of college already threatening to hold out. I don't want any parts of him on my team. It sounds like he's just going to be a problem down the road, but ultimately I think AJ is the answer to the offense next season. As you saw in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs just keyed on Saquon, and that opens up the passing game. No matter what you do, we need to have those two receivers out there, and I'm not willing to bet it just on a maybe on a draft pick.
And Andy, I'd say most people are with you today on that. And I understand the premise on you need two good receivers to make the whole operation work. We'd have to draft another receiver. I mean, that would be not at four, but somewhere they'd have to draft another one to make it complimentary. Otherwise, you'd have a problem there. All right, Andy, what's your egg dish for a try-day?
This is my second go-around with it, but chilaquiles.
Oh, yeah. What was that again? Because I remember you saying it, and I'm trying to picture it.
It's like nachos and
they're like smothered in sauce.
Yeah
good stuff. Beans and then eggs cooked on top of it, just in like a skillet. It is so good, and I'm not a big egg guy, but that way you do yourself a favor.
Sounds good. No, I remember when you brought up last time, Andy, good phone call, and we appreciate it there. Let's grab Jack in Norristown. I think he's with us. Jack, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, Jack?
I know you got Kyle fired up. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
that ain't hard to do, though.
Do that every day.
I'm with you, man. I make that trade in New York minute.
See, Jack gets it. He's a football guy.
Yeah. A lot of people mad at us on social media, though.
I could see being, like, talked into, you know, maybe doing it for, like, Abdul Carter or something like that. But, like, sprinting to go to the podium and make this trade for A.J. Brown in the New York minute is insanity.
Jack, why,
like,
do you want
to do it? Why are you so excited to do it?
The guy's a great player. I ain't taking nothing away from him. He's a great player. But he's also a bad apple, and a bad apple can spoil the barrel.
Yeah, just like they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but it can't,
well,
Jack.
They didn't win it. Yeah, they didn't win the Super Bowl just because of A.J. Right. Brown. It's a team game.
Oh, okay.
And we hammered. You
know, I didn't know
that. The defense did their job. The offense did their job. And he's a big part of the offense, no doubt about it. But he got a bad personality. Even after the Super Bowl, he's still crying. They don't throw him the ball enough. They could throw him the ball 15 times a game, and he'd still be crying.
Okay. The thing is, it's not bad enough of a personality to prevent them from winning the Super Bowl, is my point.
We know that.
So you can say whatever his role was in winning the Super Bowl, but you said it spoils the bunch. Nothing was spoiled. They won the Super Bowl.
Well, but that doesn't mean things won't go bad next year with him. I mean, we don't know that.
They've had him for years.
And there's been a lot.
They've been to two Super Bowls and won one.
Sure.
And it feels like we're waiting for something that's just not going to happen.
No, but we're getting something in terms of value that's really high, right?
Like, you're making yourself worse.
Nah, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, it might be, but it's not necessarily true.
More likely true.
Jack, what are you thinking for Tri-Day? What's your egg dish?
You whip up them scrambled eggs, throw them into the frying pan over some home fries, green pepper, onion, and tomato.
That
mix
sounds
them all up, and that's me.
Over the home fries.
Green onions?
Green onions, pepper, tomato.
No, onions.
Green onions.
I'm thinking green tomato. That's what, when you say tomato, I was thinking green tomato.
No green, you.
Yeah, I was thinking that was on me. That was on me.
Onions, green pepper, and tomato.
Like
green
peppers. I like it over the home fries. That sounds pretty
good.
So,
like the egg dish itself, not my thing. Something about the way Jack says it. I like that.
I could see him cooking it up.
Some tomato.
Yeah.
It sounds
I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah. It sounds really hearty. Yeah.
It does. Sounds good.
It sounds hearty.
Because if anyone says the word tomato, like tomato.
Tomato.
I'm in.
Like tomato cans?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
No one on this show uses tomato cans.
Tomato cans.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Tomato cans. I was right, though.
Rams.
Yeah, they were.
Commanders.
Tomato cans.
Ravens. Rams, Commanders,
yeah. The team in the championship game, the team in the divisional round of the NFC, and the team in the divisional round.
All those teams were the final eight teams left in the league. They were not tomato cans. There's no tomato cans or whatever saying. None of that.
They played good
teams. Nobody's happy with us today with this whole AJ.
I don't care.
They're happy with me.
Yo,
now you're pulling a
Hugh. The people on Twitter have always been my people.
Okay.
Always.
Yep. I don't care what anyone thinks. This would be a good trade. I mean, that's all. I mean, care less. You know what my favorite part is? My favorite part is the copium that would happen. If they do this, it's 84% on the poll. Our end gets this. What do you think it is next Friday morning if it happens? 50-50?
Hey, we had to do it. Hey, he was a cancer.
Super Bowl syndrome will be real.
Carter in this defense. Off the edge. I mean, people will flip in a second.
Are you talking about Thursday night if they happen to start?
People will flip in a second.
We got the best defensive end in the draft.
And he's an Eagles fan. Hey, he went to the Super Bowl.
This is what it's going to be. And we just lost BG, but we got Abdul Carter.
Yep.
Nobody would be upset.
It'll be, you know, no, we'll also hear
he
this.
He will be missed.
We'll hear this, too. Howie's playing chess. He traded the 18th pick for AJ, got the best out of him, and then traded him for the fourth.
That's right.
Chess.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. Mm-hmm. They might be mad at us, though.
No. What's going to happen is everyone's going to call and tell you that AJ Brown, not even really that good.
Yeah, that's part of the copium. Yeah. Well, that's not true. He's very good.
Of course it's not true.
He's very good. It's just we're just getting a lot of value here. That's all. Jerry, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
How you doing today?
Hey, Jerry, what's up, buddy?
I'm just sitting here waiting for my next load for the weekend, and then I'll be going home next week on Wednesday. I'll be at Chickies and Pizza on Friday with a couple boys chilling.
All right, Jerry.
Watching the Phillies, watching my Phillies, you know. Everybody's getting upset about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the same position they were last year, and we still won 95 games. You know, and we got a few concerns, but, you know, they're not putting any money in my pocket. They haven't done that since the first series against Washington. And, you know, it's just you know, it's just a shame. But
well, I got a bet for you, Jerry. This weekend, we got Jesus is pitching on Easter. That feels like a lock for a good start. I mean, we got Jesus Luzardo on Easter Sunday, Jerry. That feels like I might bet his strikeouts that day.
I'm all over it. Okay. Hugh.
Yes.
I know you want an eight-leg. You want an eight-leg parlay.
Stop. No.
It was in the fall.
But.
Don't guess
him. I got you beat by five. I've got a 13-legger.
13-legger.
Oh,
that's a mortgage payment right there, Jerry.
That's documented with FanDuel. I can find it, but I've done a couple of those.
You got to print that bet slip out and frame that one, Jerry. That's when you show the family.
Whenever Hugh mentions his 8-leg parlay, we'll just call Jerry. Yeah. Put you in your place.
We got a guy that's 13.
Jerry don't work here.
That's a proven fact. I've got a couple of them.
You can
fit
me in your chair next. That 18-legger.
So, okay, guys. So, another thing on the Eagles. I'm on Kyle's side. You already got a good commodity with AJ. You know what you got. You already know. But trading him for something you don't know, that's a whole different ballgame because you don't know what you're going to get. But I do trust Howie in the draft. He's proven facts, I guess, for the last 5 or 6 years. We've done really good. And I just believe in what he's going to, you know, I'm not worried about the draft this year. You know, I like to win those tickets. Because I'll be home next week, so.
All right, what's your egg dish, Jerry? Go-to egg dish.
So my go-to egg dish is deviled eggs. I don't know if you guys know what deviled eggs are.
Yeah, I've had deviled eggs.
Yeah, that's you dig all the stuff out and put the stuff back in.
You
hard-boil the eggs. Mm-hmm. You take the green, you take the yellow out. You mix it up. Gassy. You put some mayonnaise, a little bit of mustard, not much, but a little bit, and you can maybe add a little bit of relish in there, sweet relish.
Now, are we talking spicy mustard or yellow mustard? What are we doing?
No, just regular yellow mustard, not no spicy stuff. But if you want to spice it up, you can with the spicy. But my mom would just make the best deviled egg. And I could go to an outing, and if they had deviled eggs, I would just sit there and eat deviled eggs.
Oh, you're just parking yourself next to those deviled eggs.
Super gassy.
Yeah,
too,
you know. I
make your house smell like farts. my dad's a deviled eggs guy.
The old school deviled eggs. All these guys that are talking about fry up stuff and cook this. You don't need to do all that. You need a deviled egg plate of the right nice cool. You put them in the refrigerator after you're done, and then when you leave to go to your outing, you take them with you. Keep them covered up in tin foil so aluminum foil. So they will keep their freshness.
That's what you need. Jerry, I like that one, the deviled eggs. Jerry, good phone call. Good hearing from you, and we'll see you back here soon. I got to tell you, people are passionate about their egg recipes today.
Yeah.
This has been...
Got a lot of different varieties of way to make eggs.
And people are passionate about how they like their eggs. All right, before we go any further, and speaking of, it's not a parlay, but a bet. I mean, now that Hugh taunts himself as some sort of, you know, sharp over here.
Mr. Blackhawk.
End of the show.
Hey!
Postseason starts for the NHL and NBA this weekend, so we're going to get Mr. Black Hockey on a bet for us for the Stanley Cup Final. I can't wait to bet that blind for the third straight year. First, though, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, I'd like to remind you people and everybody else listening, you can join us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5 right now, 94WIP.com. So, not as much fun people are in the YouTube chat today.
Yeah, everybody
outside.
People
are mad. Yeah, people are pissed, specifically at Joe.
Okay.
A little bit for Hugh today.
You know, we had the same opinion.
I find that hilarious. They're mad at you.
Find you. No, they are mad at you.
What'd I do?
Well, because you're a company man yet again, this time for the Eagles.
Wait a second.
Yep.
But this is the Eagles trading away a star player, and he's defending it. I mean, that's not company
man. I think the company man part is him saying they'll be okay. They'll find another A.J. Brown. Little company man-ish.
Well, they would
be. It's not. You know what? I think I'm at that point now. People just want to say it because they know it gets under my skin. They know it bothers me.
It is a good one. We got that. We created that one this week. That best thing we did this week is company man you. Anyway, the you people.
A lot of people talking about me crashing out.
Well, you did.
Does not sound like me at all.
A little animated today. That's okay. It's good.
They want someone to smack your bald head, Joe.
Damn.
And I guess offense is a luxury now?
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
You're looking at you on
no,
that
listen.
One.
I am a visionary. I can't help it if y'all close-minded. I am a visionary.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah, sure.
People get mad because they can't see. We do all this brain wrestling at the beginning of the show, trying to set it up, and y'all ain't got the vision to see what we're talking about.
We're seeing clear. Yep. You guys are clouded.
I have vision. Mm-hmm.
Blind vision. You're blind.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
But on days like today, when we throw these out there, the best place to go for comments and reaction
is Twitter.
Or the nut jobs on Twitter.
Rational and forward-thinking and kind, I would call those people.
No, they weren't kind today.
Not today.
No, not at all. A few trade offers for you, Joe Giulio.
Yeah, I saw that.
Joe away.
I'm ready. Right, you know what? I'm about value. If you get good value for me, I'll say yeah.
All right, Hugh. Let's see. Would you take any of these offers for Joe Giulio?
I think I know which one.
I'll grade the value.
Three blueberries.
I knew the three blueberries was going to be first. That was hilarious.
That's not enough. You got to get a cup full of blueberries. Okay. First.
A trash can.
No, see that ain't nice. That ain't.
We have plenty of trash cans around. Yeah.
Come on, get more creative.
Bag of Doritos.
Which kind? Cool Ranch or
does that make a difference?
Well, yes. I'm not a big fan of Doritos.
Me neither, actually. I don't think I'd trade you for Doritos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Last one. This one I might consider. Capri Sun. I love Capri Sun.
Now that's a little bit more creative. I'm like, if you're gonna start with the mean comments, man. Some creative mean comments. The three blueberries was good, though. That was a good one.
Now, hold on. Are you getting like a case of Capri Sun or just one singular Capri Sun?
It seems, from what I read, just a Capri Sun.
That feels light. I mean, that asked for like a box.
Capri Suns are pretty good, man.
Yeah, they are. Good. I might trade myself for some of those.
Now, those are a little bit nicer than the people who just want you flat out fired.
Yeah.
Which
is an appropriate reaction to somebody's opinion about sports. You should probably lose your job.
I also think you should get fired for talking about a sports subject on a sports talk show.
Correct.
Yeah, I agree.
Looks like this one is a little bit of a threat, though. Ooh. Does AJ need to make another call to the station?
Sure, if you want.
I'm picturing the hands on their hips. Now, does AJ Brown need to call you and put you in your place
again? Do I have to call your father? Do I have to do that?
Yeah,
I'd welcome AJ calling today.
Sure, if he wants to call.
Yeah. Would he trade AJ Brown?
Isn't he the one posted a picture of him with Patriots jerseys
that's
yesterday?
That's right. Yeah, he did.
I'm just trying to get him where he wants to go anyway. So that's
fine.
That
is kind of weird.
It is weird. He trolls everyone with that stuff.
Yeah. No, sure he does. Yeah. All right. I wouldn't trade him for three top five picks, says the clearly unbiased Twitter user named AJ Muse.
Oh, those are my favorite. Yeah.
the account dedicated
to the person. Yeah. Every GM in the league would trade him for three top five picks. Every single one.
Yeah, I'd trade him for three top five
in
picks.
In a heartbeat.
AJ Muse, not amused.
Not at all.
Here's another good one. Mm-hmm. Slow day. Anything but.
Yeah, it's not a slow day.
This one actually sped by.
Yeah, this is like one of our faster shows we've had in a long time.
It was. Yeah. All right, and this one's my favorite because sometimes reading is optional.
Always.
And reading comprehension, even more so. Mm-hmm. Are you on crack? A fifth round pick?
No, not a fifth round pick.
Who? No,
fifth overall pick or a top five pick.
You need to say that person's name to make him feel bad for not picking up on that because that was that one came in a while ago.
Oh, no, that was like right off the bat.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know you're not gonna do it, but if I were you, I would embarrass him like publicly.
Yeah, I think if he's listening, he knows who he is, and he should be ashamed of himself.
No, not a fifth round pick.
Would you trade AJ Brown for a top five draft pick? What are you nuts? A fifth round pick?
Yeah, that's
not hard, fellas. Just read.
Yeah. Well, reading comprehension is not easy for everyone.
It's I'm convinced everybody doesn't hear. They don't hear it.
We appreciate you people, even if you want to trade me for three blueberries.
All of you people.
Three blueberries.
I appreciate you. Now, these frozen blueberries, fresh blueberries. I like a good blueberry. You're a blueberry guy?
I like them frozen.
I like them frozen better.
I don't like the texture.
They could be a little mushy.
Yeah, I don't like the texture.
I'm a frozen blueberry guy. All right, let's grab Donnie. And then we have to get your pick for the Stanley Cup Finals here, Hugh, as I blind bet this, Mr. Black Hockey. But Donnie is going to be up here with his thought on A.J. Brown. What's up, Donnie?
I think this might be me. It's Johnny.
Johnny? You know, that's even better than Donnie.
You're Donnie now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we changed your name.
We did change your name. We apologize.
I got too many stats to throw at you, and I might have to revoke your credentials here. But let me start with this one here. 200 catches and 3,000 yards. That's what A.J. Brown had in 2022 and 2023. Yeah, he had a little bit of a down year last year, but Jalen threw the ball almost 200 times less for 1,000 less yards. So it's to be expected. Another stat, 482. That's the total number of touches that Saquon Barkley had last year. He's not going to do that again this year. We're going to run him into the ground if we do that. And probably the most important stat, which I don't know if anybody mentioned, there's a $30 million dead cap hit if we trade A.J. Brown before the draft. So, like, that right there.
Yeah, we mentioned all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that – I mean, that I get it.
Kind of went along with the hypothetical.
Yeah, it's a tax you're paying to get a top five pick. I mean, that's what that is. It's tax.
All right. Here's one more. You know what Tennessee drafted when we traded A.J. Brown for him? Traylon Burks,
sure.
Who had 700 career yards.
So, but I mean, someone else brought that up. What do I care that the GM who got fired in Tennessee is a dummy? Like, what does that have to do with Howie's not going to blow this pick because the GM that got fired in Tennessee doesn't know what he's looking at? Like,
never
that,
know.
It has nothing to do with the situation. Like, oh, you know what? Hold on, but Donnie, I give a smart person $1 million, I give a dumb person $1 million. The dumb person blew the money. So, like, what does that have to do with the smart person? It's the silliest retort.
You know his name, Johnny.
Donnie, I'm sorry.
Donnie,
hold on. I need your egg dish. I need an egg dish, Johnny.
All right. It's more of a sandwich than a dish. But okay. What I love to do is a toasted Kaiser roll, spread a little cream cheese on there, 25 egg, flip it over so it's a little toasted on top, throw on some cheddar cheese, a little bacon, a little pepperoni, and a little...
pepperoni. That sounds that's unique, Johnny. We appreciate it, even though the Traylon Burks thing doesn't move the needle for me. All right, who are we giving this to? We got the last one under the buzzer there. Who's our favorite dish? I thought that the ravioli one.
That was the most unique one.
I hadn't thought about it. It was Joe and Mayfair.
Yeah, Joe.
All right, Joe and Mayfair. You're headed to the Eagles draft, the sold out Eagles draft party. All right, before we hand it over though to the afternoon show, Hugh, quickly. We need a Stanley Cup pick for Mr. Black Hockey.
Yeah, man. You know, the last time Canada had four teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs was 1993. You know who the Montreal Canadiens beat? They beat the LA Kings that year to win it all. So, I'm going with the Montreal Canadiens.
Canadiens are Stanley Cup pick?
Yeah, I'm going with the Canadiens.
I think they're the longest shot on the board, 70-1.
That's how I roll.
I'm betting it.
It's not very American of you.
It really is.
You know what?
Anti-American,
Hugh Douglas. After it came out of my mouth, I was like, you know what? I might get some heat for that.
All right, Mr.
It's
Canada.
Friday, man.
Mr. Canada, Hugh Douglas. We'll talk to you on
Duck
Monday.
Out.
Have a great week and happy Easter. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Fields!
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.